finger. Side roads leering, bloody morning. Walking the back field that morning, I discovered a severed human finger. Dried blood caked to the severed end. Long purple fingernail tells me it came from a lady. It looked days old. I wonder if she lost it here. Someone tossed it here. Or maybe the coyotes or other night critters drag parts around while devouring. Three fields beyond ours is the agnostic burial field. People who believe in something get whatever that belief prescribes. Those who believe in nothing are thrown into the wilderness to rot or ground into dog food. The ags are buried unmarked in this field no one plants in anymore. Sapling trees pop up here and there. Said to be the restless spirits of the ags, wandering the earth, still looking for answers. That summer, I ran away from home and moved into a treehouse I found in the shelter belt behind the Fergus farm. I was living on watermelons from the old man's field and birds I killed with my slingshot. I had a lighter to make fire with. I stole some neighbor's clothes off the drying line to make blankets out of. It was a magical 4.5 weeks. No one found me, or maybe no one looked. When the watermelons were harvested, I was sick of them anyway. I couldn't get any birds or squirrels for a few days, and I returned home. My parents didn't mention my absence. But they were always pretty distant,